Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley on the practice field Wednesday, and he'll be back for a fourth season with the organization in 2016. And with that, the final week of the 2015 season is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shattuck with you. The Jaguars owner released a statement on Tuesday discussing next year's head coaching situation, and Gus Bradley will be back for the 2016 season. That's one less thing to think about heading into the Week 17 game against the Houston Texans, but expectations will be heightened moving forward.
There's some things that, both Shad and Dave appreciate, the culture, the process, the progress that's taking place. But I think we're all fully understand, that we need better. I think all of us know. And I think the coaches, the players, we expect to be better.
Personally, and, can speak, from a locker room standpoint, that everybody 100% believes in Gus and his culture and philosophies and are behind him. So we're happy, that that's kind of out there. And it's been said, by Shad. So we're happy and excited for that.
Gus has created a great culture here that we just need to take advantage of as individuals on this team. I think that we have a lot of room to improve as a defense, and we just need to do it. We need to execute the plays that are called and grow up.
A few Wednesday notes, defensive lineman Jared Odrick limited with a deep bruise in his left quad. He wants to play this week. Right tackle Jeremy Parnell did not practice, nursing a hamstring injury, and if he can't go, then Sam Young could be the next guy up. And running back T.J. Yeldon again out on Wednesday. Denard Robinson could make another start if he can't go. And Jonas Gray could also see some more repetition. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. The Gus Bradley news from yesterday from Shad Khan, as you would expect from the head coach, though, pretty positive.
Well, it's the news that wasn't news in a way, because I think everybody assumed that Gus was coming back. If you're around here, you had that vibe. And when Gus spoke to the media about it, that was sort of his approach was, not a huge surprise. He talked a little bit about the conversation with Shad, but didn't share too much because, they talk a lot, and I don't really share the private conversations. But, he took an approach with the team and didn't speak to the team about it because I don't think inside the building the news was that earth-shattering or that big of a deal. But it clearly sets the tone going forward.
And if you go inside the locker room, which we did a couple of times today, by the way, certainly positive in there, and that's not unexpected either.
Well, it's positive, and there are reasons that it's positive beyond just, hey, we like our head coach, and he's a nice guy who says hello in the hallway. I talked to Alan Hearns and asked Blake Bortles about the same thing, and the young guys on offense particularly value Gus's approach last season in terms of this was a struggling offense, things didn't go well. Alan Hearns specifically said, hey, there were times where I dropped passes last year, and we all sort of remember that. It's been forgotten, but he dropped some passes last year. And he said Gus's approach during that really spoke to him in terms of here was a head coach telling him, hey, play through it, don't worry about it, don't let it affect you. Allen's never played for another head coach, but his impression was not every head coach would approach that. And when you talk about the environment that Gus has created and being a developmental coach to allow these guys to get better, I think that's some tangible reason why these guys believe so strongly in Gus Bradley.
Now moving forward to 2016, part of the announcement from Shad Khan yesterday had some expectations in there. Things are a little bit different, sky high now almost.
Yeah, we have high hopes, I believe, was the last part of the press release, and they should be. I still believe that basically what Shad Khan wants from this build is every year to see tangible improvement. I think you could see tangible improvement this year beyond the record. And that's what he has to be putting his faith in is, hey, the foundation's being built. We see progress. We trust in this process. Let's keep this going. I trust that it will happen. I don't know that Shad has a number or a playoff round or whatever in his mind, but I'm sure that he wants to look at that, see bare minimum winning record, 8-8 in that range, and then see how that record plays out, meaning what it took to get to that, what the circumstances were. So I've got to think somewhere around there. But the expectations are, let's get a lot better from where we were this year, whatever that means. I think the offseason will reflect that. The growth will reflect that. That's the expectation level around the Jaguars.
Well, guess what, John? There's one more game left in the string to play out.
And three more days of us talking about it. So let's get to it.
That's right. Jags and Texans coming up this Sunday. Jags back on the practice field tomorrow. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.